Hello, my name is Nicole, and I am here today with a special guest. His name is Weston, who is 8 years old. He is also my son. And today we are going to talk about experiences that these little ones have, okay? Out of the Mouth of Babes. This is the title of this particular recording. How are you doing, Weston?
Good.
All right. So I understand that you are in fact a believer. You believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, God?
Yes.
Tell me what happened when you were, I guess, about 4 or 5 years old and you were living down there in the Bible Belt. That was Georgia. And you used to tell me some things about just some supernatural stuff, some paranormal things that was going on in your room. Could you share a little bit about some angels, devil dogs, the kind of stuff that you were telling me?
I used to play church in my room. And I had visions of, like, devil dogs on the train table and stuff.
And those devil dogs, what did they look like?
They look like regular dogs and then they had devil horns.
Did you ever see any angels in your room?
No.
What about the spiritual things dealing with God? Was there some things that just made you go, oh my goodness, God is real?
Some things.
Like what?
Like, praying in the living room and singing God songs.
How did you feel when you did those things?
Happy.
What else did you notice when you were down there and you said you were playing church? What sorts of things were you doing?
I pretended to feed crackers to my stuffed animals, and then I actually ate them, and I poured water in medicine cups.
You were participating in your own communion, like from church?
Yes.
And how did you feel?
Happy and good.
Was there anything that you saw, maybe in a dream or something in front of you, that made you say, God is real?
Well, all of my dreams were, like, scary and bad.
Was there ever a dream where you felt like God was protecting you?
No.
Did you ever feel like God was maybe responsible for those dreams, or who was?
I think God.
So you were receiving these bad dreams and you think God has something to do with those dreams?
I think it's like stuff I watch or do. I don't know which one. Or play with.
When God was around, I guess, during your church playing, was that the time when you felt like God was around? Or can you tell us when was God around?
Like when I was playing church in my room.
And then when did you feel like something was happening where God wasn't around?
Like when I felt scared and stuff.
Those dreams that we talked about, what was in some of those dreams?
Scary stuff and I don't know what other stuff.
Was there ever a time where you felt like someone was in your room?
Yeah, lots of times.
One time you mentioned a lady that was in your room, and you described her. Do you mind talking about that?
I don't really remember talking about that though.
Was there a time where you felt like you were just really sad or really lonely, and then something came about?
Yeah, when we were moving, I had to play by myself for 2.5 hours.
And how did you feel?
Bored and tired.
The sad and lonely feelings, did they stay or did they end up going away? And did you ever pray about them?
They went away and I prayed sometimes.
And who did you pray to?
God.
What sorts of things do you think represent God? What or who is God?
The cross represents God and church does, and God is the one who made the world and made some trees and and most of the grass and the stuff to make all the stuff that you have now.
Did you ever hear a quiet voice when you were playing by yourself in the room?
Well, not really.
How did you know then that God was God?
Because I was living in the world that he made.
Did he ever give you any type of sign or wonder or miracle or some type of vision to introduce himself?
Well, no.
Then how do you know God is God?
Because I prayed to him and he made the world and he made grass and trees.
So you pray to him and you learned about the grass, the trees.
Yeah.
Did the church have some type of input? Did they tell you about God?
Yes.
And what did they say?
They said, I don't remember the exact words.
Okay, give us some idea of the types of things that go on.
They play God music and praying. Use cranberry juice and bread as the blood in the body of Jesus.
And how did you feel going to the church?
Happy.
Did you feel like you were doing the right thing?
Yes.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out to just give us some understanding as to how God plays into your life. Do you still pray?
Yes.
And what sorts of prayers do you pray?
If like my throat is sore for a long time, I pray, and my foot is hurting, I pray my head is hurting, I pray.
And do you feel better after you do those things?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You have something to read to us. Would you like to take that time out to read?
Yes.
This is How the World Was Made, according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. And this is in a children's Bible summarized. Okay, go right ahead.
Long, long ago, there was no world at all. There was no sun to shine, no stars to twinkle, no moonbeams to play through the night, same unchanting God. Then at the beginning of time, God made the world. At first, water covered everything, and darkness was everywhere. What a strange, unfriendly world this must have been. But God planned to make it beautiful, so he said, "Let there be light." He called the daylight and the darkness he called night. This was the first day of time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Okay. Well, it was nice talking to you. Is there anything that you want to tell the people who are listening about God or about your experiences so far?
That God is real and that he was the one who made food for you to eat, and trees for you to lay under, and yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time out to share your experience. You're 8 years old, and just the fact that you have some idea of God, that's awesome. All right, well, thank you, and thank you, listeners, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen. As always, to God be the glory.